Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Bob Mode. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we leave the confines of the lockdown Michigan, he only gets to get out once a week. Where he goes to Planet Rick, that means we're being joined now by Rick Ector. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how are you today?
I'm good. Back in the gym, you know, after the 2 month layoff, I was back in the gym. I am back in the gym. The first week or so, I wasn't sore. Today, we stepped it up a bunch, and now I'm really sore.
So let me just clarify something.
Sure.
Because either you weren't allowed to go to the gym, or because the gym was closed, am I to infer that you use that opportunity not to somehow work out at home?
Well, I mean, I was having a few issues. I had hurt my shoulder, right?
Okay.
I'd hurt my shoulder lifting, and I just took that 2 months just to let that shoulder heal up because I wasn't going to quit lifting as long as I could go, right? And the shoulder was giving me a little nagging thing. And then it started to, as I tried to favor that shoulder by using the other side, of course, then that shoulder started to hurt. So I was having, you know, I just took that time and let everything recover.
You know, man, there's a form of exercising / bodybuilding / workout, man, that I'm into. It's called isometrics, man. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I think I heard about that 7 years I was in the military.
It's like body weight training. You know, you don't even need a gym, man. You can, like, work out at home.
But you do need shoulders.
You know, shoulders do come in handy from time to time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're pulling, dragging, lifting, shoulders really come in handy.
It's very hard to do push-ups without shoulders.
That would be a problem. Most assuredly would be a problem. And you know what, man? Hey, you got to, you know, ease yourself into this. I understand, you know, your social calendar has been restricted and they say, hey, come in the gym and you just roaring out of the front door like a thoroughbred at the racetrack, man. You know, like they're off and you're through the turnstile getting into the gym. Was there a lot of people anxious to join you at the gym? Was it crowded?
Well, there's some people that will not come in the gym unless everybody in the gym is masked, which is fine. More room for me. Because some people in the gym are masked, but they're not requiring it, right?
Oh, and social distancing has entered into the physical training.
No. Social distancing is encouraged now, but it's no longer it's nowhere near being enforced.
Oh, there's masks when you work out, and are gloves involved, masks involved, social distancing?
Well, my trainer tried to come to me and work out with me, and he was going to put on a mask. I was like, take that off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just not convinced of the efficacy of a mask to protect me.
Right.
And a mask for somebody who is asymptomatic with coronavirus, a mask could actually make you go from being asymptomatic to being symptomatic simply because you're catching all of that that you're exhaling and just leaving it right there in your face.
Yeah, man. And the thing that, you know, I'm weaning myself off of it, man, because I, you know, I'm going to confess to you and your audience, man, I'm less than diligent of properly replacing these masks. I probably use a mask probably far longer than I should, you know?
Well,
and I'm looking at it, and it doesn't look washer safe. So,
you know. I saw Alyssa Milano. She's wearing a mask that she crocheted. Which means it's not a mask, it's a decoration, you know?
Okay, but that does give it an interesting twist, you know?
Yeah.
People are having, I guess, fun with this, I guess, or being different or eccentric or expressing their individuality, right?
Right, so, yeah, the workout trail does not involve a mask for me. I'm not going to wear a mask, and I'm not going to, I ran into one of my old buddies from high school today that I hadn't seen in a few months, and I mean, I'm getting to an age now to have buddies that I went to high school with. It's cool, and you know what I'm talking about. And we walked up and we shook hands. He's like, "That doesn't bother you?" I was like, "Blakey, listen to me on the radio. You know that doesn't bother me."
Right.
We shook hands. We did the bro hug, and we moved on our way.
Right. You know, just continue to do those things that mom told you to do when you're a kid. You know, wash your doggone hands, man.
Yeah.
And don't sneeze on people, you know. That's probably not a cool thing to do, even if we didn't have, you know.
Hygiene and manners will keep you from getting a whole bunch of different maladies, not just coronavirus.
It will probably aid in your popularity, too. I mean, can you imagine sneezing on someone? I mean, even in the best of times, right?
That was never
really, you know, a welcomed act, right?
I would imagine that not only would that not be welcome, but I don't know if you'd be able to see out of your eyes after you were punched in the head a couple of times for doing it.
You know, there have been some stories, and you know what? I never imagined that I would actually comment on the show, but there have been some instances where people have resorted to physical confrontations due to people inappropriately sneezing. You know, that is a major affront and trespass these days, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it comes down to that point, you know, the problem is that when the people that would probably do that, they would think that's okay to do,
right,
are probably going to, one day they're going to punch somebody that knows how to punch and knows how to take a punch, and they're going to throw that punch, and then they're going to, what they're going to, that can of worms will not be able to be closed fast enough.
You know what? There are some guys that know how to take a punch, but let me tell you, the cheap shot artists, they know if they can slip one in the right place with the right force, a fight is pretty much over after one punch.
Sure. All they got to do, one thing, you know, when they were playing the knockout game, I never saw somebody that carries a gun get caught in the knockout game. Because they're always looking around. They're always looking around,
you know,
to see if trouble's coming.
That's the issue. I mean, if you're really into personal protection like you're supposed to be, that whole thing about letting people into your casual, intimate space, that inner zone directly around you that spins out, you know, which actually coincidentally works out to the social distancing space, you know, if you just follow that paradigm, you're not going to allow people to get too close to you anyway.
Yeah, which means that concealed carriers already were social distancing. Join us, people. Fight coronavirus.
I mean, you know, when you really think about it, man.
We're going to the break. So real quick, how do they find Rick Ector?
I can be found all over the place, especially in social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. My ID is usually Detroit CCW, and I'm also on, get this, LinkedIn. If you're looking for me, there's no possible way you can find me, especially today. After I tell you what I did today, man, I mean, there's no way you can go on the internet. I'm trying to break the internet stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see how good you did it. We'll find out when we get back. We are strolling on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I know that you broke the internet today.
Yeah, man, I'm doing my best to break it. I'm about to see how much more traction I'm going to get with my antics today, man. You know, with all this lockdown business, Rick was being civilly disobedient today, man.
Oh, goodness. Were you protesting?
What you know about civil disobedience?
So far in the state I live in, I haven't had to practice it. Although I do know that if I did have to practice it, I would probably get arrested, which would not keep me from practicing it.
Well, you know what? Today I engaged in civil disobedience here in the lockdown state of Michigan on planet Earth, man. I have been having a devil of a time with this stay-at-home order, man. But, you know, I'm not making the stay-at-home order, you know, the subject of my disobedience.
Right.
I decided to look at some social issues. And I believe last week we talked about some shootings that were, in my opinion, were questionable, and then, of course, there's a new one added to the mix. You know, of course, we talked about the Breonna Taylor shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, where the woman, you know, involved in the relationship, she was shot 8 times by police officers that were doing a no-knock raid on her and her boyfriend, right? The boyfriend was initially arrested, but after the public outcry of these so-called no-knock warrants, man, I mean, can you imagine cops just bursting into your house, man, and you happen to live in an area where usually when people come into your house uninvited, you're thinking that it's, you know, the proverbial bad guy coming in. And he did what any other man would do, is protected himself and his woman. And in doing that, the woman in this case, Breonna Taylor, she received 8 bullets, you know, 8 slugs in her torso. And, of course, she was killed. Well, of course, we talked about the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia. You know, that's the guy who, you know, I guess guys who fashioned themselves as do-gooders who eyed Mr. Arbery as a, I guess they thought maybe he was stealing something, but that has yet to be proven or borne out by any evidence. They accosted him physically, and he ended up being shot to death. And then, of course, this latest incident, which is causing civil unrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota, of all places, man. They're actually going through, I guess, like their second or third day of rioting down there. You know, and this is because of the George Floyd case. You know, this is that case where that one man who was being arrested or detained by the police, man, and the one officer, you see all the pictures all over the internet, where his foot or his knee is pressed firmly against his neck and
yep.
basically choked him to death. So,
yep.
So my act of civil disobedience was to organize, plan, attend, and coordinate a rally at the Capitol, man. It is to voice my concern about people being killed, man, by law enforcement, particularly black and brown people. So I had a protest at the rally today. I was a bad boy. I organized a group of 50 people, you know, to meet me on the steps of the Michigan Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan. And we had a rally, and I had a full slate of speakers. And, man, it was a great time. You know, we heard from a lot of people who presented today. And, you know, it was a great thing to do. And I feel really good about what I've done. And we added to, you know, the public discourse on these 3 shootings that, you know, in my opinion, were questionable. And if there's anything that I can do to add to the public discourse about these cases and, explain why they raise, you know, issues of concern, I'm willing to do that. So let me tell you about the people I had actually there, man.
Okay.
I reached out to people in my local network, a gentleman who's politically active here by the name of Ty Bundy. A gentleman that reached out to me is associated with NAAGA, the National African American Gun Owners Association. They were also represented by reps in other cities such as Lansing and Grand Rapids, talking about Chad King, and also talking about Ivory Smith. And he is the chapter president of the Grand Rapids chapter, man. And he's a pastor, you know, in his day job, man. And let me tell you, he brought down the house, man. He gave a great, rousing speech, man. And you know what? As a public speaker myself, you know, there are times when, you know, I'll watch a speaker speak, and then I forget that for that briefest of moments, I slip out of watching the technical aspects of speaking, you know, and delivery and pitch and tone and speed. You know, how you engage an audience. Man, he was an absolute master, man. And I was taking notes on how to keep an audience hanging on your every word. So actually, it was very instructional for me as a speaker. And then, too, listening to all the things that he had to say about the shootings. I had our good friend, you met, as a matter of fact, a guy that I facilitated you meeting the other day, Michael Lynn, you know,
yeah.
The guy who made waves in the media. He was present, and he gave a great speech. You remember Marcus Weldon, the Santa shooter?
Yes, sir.
He was there. And you know what? I had women involved, man. I can't have just a bunch of guys talking. You know, you got to have women involved. And, of course, my master of ceremony was Nisha Moner, and I had a NRA instructor that I personally trained was Jamie Gabriel, and I had another woman speaker, Linda Lee Tarver, man. And what Rave was able to do was able to build a coalition, man, of speakers from the community, respective of black and brown people here from the state of Michigan. So I scoured the four corners of the state, man, and I brought about 50 or so people together at the state capitol, man, and it was a good gathering for us to focus on this one issue of the desire for increased scrutiny under which some of these shootings are, in my opinion, questionable. Obviously, I'm a person who is obviously against no-knock warrants, and I know.
Hang on there a minute, if you will. We're going coming into the break. We'll pick it up on no-knock warrants when we get back. Talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at curbing the power of social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook.
My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
Police chiefs across the country are speaking out after the murder of George Floyd. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is condemning the actions of the Minneapolis police officers. Craig is also calling for the officers to be arrested.
And certainly when you look at cowardly act by this Minneapolis police officer, and then those who were complicit and just stood there, horrible.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and the Dow lost 148 points on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many folks were disappointed after the SpaceX launch had to be rescheduled for Saturday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station.
President Trump was on hand yesterday and says he'll be in attendance again on Saturday. Two Republican senators are proposing a ban on issuing visas to Chinese graduate students and researchers in science and technology fields. Senator Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn are arguing that blocking Chinese students and researchers from receiving visas in STEM fields would protect American ingenuity. The bill does have a few exceptions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector. We were talking about no-knock warrants when we last went away. He's concerned about that while at the same time he's trying to break the Internet.
Yeah, man, you know, it's all about awareness, man. Share with me and the listening audience what no-knock warrants are, man.
A no-knock warrant, typically the reason for a no-knock warrant, the reason these things exist is they're afraid that you're going to flush, you know, it may be about flushing evidence, it may be because something bad is going on to somebody in there. It is one of these things where it is an absolute, positively, an emergency kind of thing. Now, that's not actually what they use them for. And in the case, quite a few cases, they serve no-knock warrants on the wrong place or
exactly.
With wrong information. So they go in there.
So what's the worst thing that can happen during a no-knock warrant on the wrong place or a place that, I don't know, is probably unwarranted? For example, what if the police mistakenly no-knock your place, man? What's the worst thing that could happen?
Gunfight.
Yeah, there's a gunfight, and then someone is probably going to get killed. And in this case, there was a woman by the name of Breonna Taylor, man.
She was asleep. She was asleep.
Can you imagine taking 8 slugs while you sleep, man?
No, I can't. I can't even imagine. I mean, do you get to wake up from that to know that that something's going on? Does it feel like a dream? I mean, it's got to be horrible.
I mean, horrible is definitely the word that I would use, man. And so, you know, just highlighting these cases, man. We're at the Capitol, and we were heard, man. And you know what? Got a lot of media support, man. A lot of coverage in the media section. When I was talking about breaking the internet, that's what I was talking about. Got some local channels out of Detroit that came by, man. Fox to Detroit, which is our local Fox affiliate in Detroit. I spoke with the Lansing State Journal. I also talked with WXYZ out of Detroit. And then, of course, the Detroit News was present. I mean, there were so many media folks there, man. I had talked to like 3 or 4 other people there, and I'm looking to see when their stories are posted. You know, I'll just search on my name and then see who else was reporting. But it was well covered, man. We're trying to break the internet, you know, because the more coverage you get, the more attention you'll draw and highlight to the interest du jour. And, of course, no-knock warrants and appropriateness of lethal force. And you know what? With the George Floyd case, man, the thing is the whole, you know, shin bone to the neck, man. How long do you think you can apply pressure from your shin bone to someone's neck who's laying on the ground in handcuffs? How long can you think you can hold that up?
Well, that's something detrimental happening. That's something like a choke. And with a choke that you would do in MMA, you can knock somebody out in between 8 and 13 seconds with it. It would really depend on which part of him was being constricted, if it was his airway. And I've read a lot of people saying, well, if he couldn't breathe, how come he could talk? Well, his airway wasn't completely constricted. He could breathe, but you can't go on like that very long. And, I would imagine... in a couple of minutes, you've probably done irreparable damage on a good day. If things really work out good for the victim,
right.
If not, then you probably killed him. And he stayed on that guy's neck for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And now, as far as no-knock warrants, I'm going to tell you what we need to see happen with no-knock warrants, because no-knock warrants can happen to anybody. They're sort of colorblind, right? Would you agree with that? So I think
if you're going to do such a thing, man, I mean, at bare minimum, be at the right house. But even at the right house, they're still fraught with peril. Yeah, I get the argument that you want to preserve evidence and keep it from being destroyed. But good Lord, man, a woman was shot 8 times in her sleep. I mean,
right. So
I really think we need to revisit this and just not do it.
Well, it needs to, the first thing, there needs to be some things put in place. First of all, if they botch the no-knock warrant, then the qualified immunity needs to go away. So that needs to be put in place first, where they understand, okay, if you get this wrong, just understand that their family is going to be coming after us and you guys are going down. So get it right.
Well, yeah, okay, so now the question, like the case in Minneapolis, man. Okay, so now they're into their second day of full-scale rioting, man, and maybe this could have been avoided had some semblance of
the three guys
going to happen besides just firing the cops, right?
The three guys that were with that guy, the three cops that were not on his neck, should have tackled that cop for doing that. Nowhere do they train cops to put a shin or a leg or a knee in somebody's neck. They don't train them to do that.
That was purely a
sadistic move on that guy, and I hope that dude burns. I hope he burns hard. Yes, sir.
So I get that the three guys that didn't stop the guy that actually killed them should be punished, but I mean, at what point are people going to feel competent that... Well, first, let me say this. I mean, I want to be absolutely perfectly clear about this.
Sure.
I am a huge fan of law enforcement. I believe in their role in our society. They are good resources. The men and women of our police agencies whether it's local, county, federal. I am a fan of law and order and the police, man. If there are officers that are doing unapproved tactics, chokeholds, putting knees and feet on people's necks and restricting their airflow and killing people, man, I mean, how hard is it for four officers to take one person into custody? I mean, that's really, you know, the...
A handcuffed subject into custody. They had him in custody. They had control of the circumstance. That's all the cops that are sounding off about this are like, you had this guy cuffed.
Yeah.
You had this guy cuffed. He was immobilized at that point. You had him in a manageable position.
Yes. So, you know, that's the sense of my frustration with it. But, man, let me tell you, at the rally today, you know, and to stay true to what I just stated, man, I want to single out one individual I've met today, man, and I consider him a new friend. I want to recognize Lieutenant Darren Green from the Michigan State Police Department, who was actually on duty, a great resource, was available to me, answered all of my questions, man, and you know what? He made the event very hospitable, and that was great to actually meet him after talking with him on the phone. You know, it's great when a public servant will call you on the phone beforehand. You know, you explain what it is that you're doing, that you're trying to accomplish, and for them to say, hey, I'm here for you. If you need anything, contact me directly. And came over and introduced himself. And, hey, I shook the man's hand. I was glad to have met, you know, the Lieutenant Darren Green today from the Michigan State Police Department. So if there are people who are fans of this show from the Michigan State Police, tell everybody I am a Lieutenant Darren Green fan, for sure. And
I'll tell you what.
Hang on.
We're coming up on the break. We will finish this up. When we get back, we're talking to Rick Hector. We're on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. He's been banging the drum to promote freedom. So, how would you like to finish this up, sir?
Yeah, man, just a couple more observations and comments, man. You know, I was promoting, you know, this rally, man, just one against improper behavior, against hate, against people dying unnecessarily, you know, whether it's bad guys using deadly lethal force improperly or whether it's a couple of cops who are the clear minority of law enforcement officers who are not doing a good job. And, you know, the one observation, man, that came out, man, is that I had been getting a lot of, you know, feelers from the media who had heard of my press release and that we were having the event, and they kept asking me, well, are you guys going to open carry? Are you guys going to have long guns? Are you guys going to open carry pistols? You know, my whole focus of this event was not on, you know, even carrying guns at all. My simple take on it is that for me personally, I always carry a gun wherever I may legally do so, but I wasn't mandating it. I didn't request it. But you know what? True to the spirit of freedom and liberty, man, there were some brothers and sisters that were actually open carrying guns and open carrying pistols and long guns. And you can imagine the media's eyes just lit up, man. All of these black and brown people, you know, gathered together. There's about 50 of us, and a good number of them were carrying guns and even had long guns, man. So it made quite the media spectacle and probably shattered a couple of narratives that, you know, a lot of people like to promote, that, you know, black people aren't into guns and definitely not into openly carrying guns, especially long guns, whether they're shotguns and rifles. And you know what? without even trying and not even trying to make it a point of emphasis, we shattered yet another narrative from the anti-gun folks as simply not being true. You know, so I like the fact that that happened, man. And the other thing, man, is that whenever you're doing something, you know, something on this nature, you know, and it requires you to step outside of your comfort zone, whether it is reaching out to other people that you have not met from across the state, man, because it's been really an all hands on deck, you know, me reaching out to some really pro-gun folks, man, who actually are coming from all different corners of the state of Michigan, and the support that I've gotten, you know, from Grand Rapids, from Flint, from Detroit, from Southfield, from Toledo. I think there was, oh yeah, and there was a couple of guys that came up from Illinois, man, you know, over in the Chicago area. So, I mean, that was a great thing to see, man, a great thing to experience. And you know what? I tell you, I like making new friends. And you know what? If I have to make a new friend, I like making new friends that share my affinity and love for firearms as much as I do, man. If I have to make a friend, I would love for that person to also be a gun owner. Now, it's not a hard requirement, you know. I'm not totally, you know, pro-gun or nothing, man. But you know what? I like gun owners, man. I truly do. And let me tell you, it's been an all-hands-on-deck, man, and just getting to meet fellow gun rights advocates and freedom advocates and personal protection advocates from all across the state, it's been just a great experience for me personally, man, and I'm fired up, man, and I'm on fire. I really want to get out and get into some social issues, man, and whatever I can do to make, you know, our place here in America, whether it's in the state of Michigan or it's in Minnesota, whether it's in California, man. Hey, I want to be a part of that greater picture, man. I want everybody to be safe, man. And I'm just fired up to do that.
Well, I think whenever you call attention to something like this and the press covers it, and that always helps. Now, I hope that they don't take what you guys did and start doing any editing or anything for that. But I mean, when you've got that, and that's always something that you got to be concerned with. But I mean, if you keep showing up at the Capitol and you keep showing up with black people carrying guns and you keep showing up with women carrying guns and you keep showing up with a coalition of people carrying guns.
You know, here's the thing. That wasn't the focus of the event. It wasn't even suggested, man. But, you know, in the communities in which I frequent, most people I know hang out with or shoot with or that are in my circle, whether it's inner circle or the outer orbits around planet Brick, man, they just happen to be gun owners, man. You know what? And it's not like I restrict gun owners from my circle, man. It's just, that's just where I reside, man. I reside in the community of gun owners, and, you know, this whole mindset and education and our politics, man, it just rubs anti-gun people the wrong way, and I don't really have a problem with them not being around me.
Well, you know.
Is that a terrible thing to say?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing that I say all the time, but I mean, I use this to set up my thing. When I joined the military, right? I joined the military, and my oath was to protect the country, to protect the Constitution, and my oath did not differentiate between black people, white people, pro-gun, anti-gun, leftist, or conservative. It didn't differentiate between those groups. So I have invested, and I've got skin in the game. And towards Americans and those that would look upon me as an enemy, like the anti-gunners do.
Right.
Well, they, you know, they've sort of wasted a bunch of goodwill, and that's not on me. I gave it up. You know, I offered it. So, right. You know, it is not a bad thing to look at people that are anti-gun that get out there, because most of the time they would get out there. Did you hear about the doctor that said that I will shoot somebody if they don't walk up on me with a mask on? Did you hear about her? I don't remember where she was out. Well, she got out there, and I don't remember where she was out of. And but she made a little bit of stuff because she said that would be a deadly threat if you walk up on me, and I will use a second amendment. You know, I can use my Second Amendment to meet a quote deadly threat with deadly force. Except that's not actually a deadly threat. And she was a school board member too.
Yeah, so, I don't think she was taught right. Now here's the thing. I will concede this. Seeing a lot of people in general society really is, and I'll be completely honest, it's disconcerting to me because all of my 52 years before these last few months, man, I've always associated bad guys with math, okay? Now, if all of a sudden because of all the things that we have going on right now with this pandemic and whatever, but I'm seeing math, I'm not reaching for my gun trying to shoot. What it's forcing me to do is go back to first principles. And first principles, I'm not focusing on the mask. I'm focusing on social distancing, keeping people out of my inner space. And two, and this is the real big one that I preach to people in my concealed carry class, the hands, man. Where are their hands and what are their hands doing? Can I see them? I have a hands fetish.
Well, it's not a fetish. It's something that any fighter would do. Prize fighters are watching hands and eyes, so there's always something you're trying to watch to see where, because people are going to telegraph it. The really untrained are going to telegraph what they're going to do, and the trained are going to watch that happen. We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
You can find me all over the internet. You can Google me at Rick, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R. Detroit CCW is my handle where you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Literally Google me. I swear to God, it sounds like an idol boast, but there is no way you can miss me.
Not an idol boast.
After I'm trying to break the internet after today.
Very notorious he is. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. See you in a week, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Roger that. Be right back. Hour number three is inbound, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.